Welcome. The Social Graces Program covers all things pertaining to etiquette, manners, and protocol. Good afternoon and happy Valentine's Day. It's been almost a year since Maureen Booten with Workforce New York was here, so I thought it would be a good idea to have her back on the program because of the importance of helping people find a job. I had Maureen in, and we talked about your resume and the importance of how you dress for an interview, being on time, and so forth, things like that. Maureen, thank you for being here today.
Thanks very much, Nan.
Good to have you back. Could you please give our listeners a description, again, of what Workforce New York is all about?
Sure. The Workforce New York Career Center is at Columbia Green Community College. It's in the Professional Academic Center, and it's available for anyone looking for a job in both counties. We have services from workshops to resource room. The resource room has computers. Everything you need for a job search is there for you. There's no cost. And we have workshops to help people prepare for looking for work, putting together a resume, interview skills, lots and lots of information, lots and lots of resources available at the Career Center. And we do have assistance also for businesses, recruitment, training funds, programs from the Department of Labor that would be helpful to them. So we try to hit both fronts, job seekers and employers.
And I know that you yourself conduct workshops at the community college. And what does that, like, what are your topics and how often are they?
Sure. We have several different workshops. Every week we have a resume workshop. So we work together in a group for about an hour and a half, and we talk about things that they might want to include in their resume. Not a job description, really, but talking about their skills in a lot of detail, results, accomplishments from their past jobs, and trying to sell themselves to different positions and why they would need certain formatted resumes. So that's a weekly workshop, and that's really helpful. People follow up in a couple of different ways after that. We have an interview skills workshop, which practicing more on interviewing skills, of course. And we have another workshop. Sometimes it's really tough for people. The world in which we live in is very different for job seekers than it was years ago. And a lot of jobs you need to apply online. So we have one workshop called Get Connected, and that's for people with no computer skills. They learn to figure out what the mouse is all about, and they get an email address, and they begin to get comfortable with the computers. We have another workshop, which is Internet Job Search. Some of the workshops we have, there's a facilitator showing you how to use the different sites. With the Internet Job Search workshop, the job seekers are actually on the computers walking through some of the many websites there are to look for work. So they have a lot more guidance and support. We have another workshop that's the Advanced Job Search workshop, which is using more online tools, LinkedIn, social media, online portfolios, things like that, Twitter. We have another workshop. It's Career Development 1, and that's kind of a good starting point for people, especially if they haven't looked for work in a while. Covers all of our different services in a lot of detail. We go through our website in a lot of detail. We talk about job applications, which a lot of people kind of just do real quickly and kind of do them to get them over with, but they're really critical, and it's really, really important that they do them right and they think about the best way to portray themselves on paper. And what else do we talk about? Local labor market, things that are going on. And we look through a lot of the job search sites and talk some about interviewing skills. That's a 3-hour workshop. It's packed with a lot of information, but it tries to touch on the topics. And then, of course, there's more detail on all those different topics through all the workshops. We have a career planning workshop where job seekers are answering questionnaires, their interest, what's important to them in a job, and they can research different careers. What else do we have? We also have a word workshop. So it's just an hour and a half. It's kind of a quick thing, but we try to highlight the features of Word that people might need to use to put together a resume or a cover letter. So adjusting the fonts and bullets and margins and all that kind of good stuff. And what's sometimes even more complicated than that is saving it, emailing it to themselves, attaching it to a website. So we practice all those different skills. And that's a challenging one.
But, so they're learning a lot more than just how to get the resume out there properly. They're actually learning computer skills in the process.
Absolutely. And some people have never done that, and it's quite a challenge. So we try to really make it fun.
The 3-hour program that you have, is that at night or in the middle of the day, or when does that take place?
That takes place Wednesday morning, 9:30 to 12:30, every other Wednesday morning, actually.
Every other Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
And do they have to call in and make a reservation to go to that, or just show up?
Well, usually if someone's looking for work or they want to check out the different services that we have, we ask them to come in first. They fill out an application so we have an idea of what their skills are, their work experience, and then they would meet with someone individually and talk more about what their needs or interests are. And they would get a workshop schedule, and we would set them up accordingly. So it's best to come in and talk to someone first, because some of the workshops are also very crowded. So.
And how do you get the word out that this program is available? Do you have, like, newspaper ads or?
Well, mostly all the agencies, local agencies, know we're there. But our huge population that we serve are people on unemployment insurance. Once they sign up for unemployment, a couple weeks later they're sent a letter requesting that they come to learn about our services.
Okay.
So then they'll meet with someone individually, and they'll be scheduled for workshops. So a huge group of the population that we serve are people that are receiving unemployment insurance.
Okay. Yep. And most people would rather be working than on the unemployment insurance.
Absolutely.
I'm sure. Is that your experience?
They're
really wanting to work.
That's absolutely true.
And when you get a new business in the area, do you get a touch with them maybe somehow to say that you have applicants waiting?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We have a lot of contact. Like, the other side of the coin, like I had mentioned, are the businesses. And, of course, they're critical because we need their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So we do reach out to businesses. We do on-site visits. There's Department of Labor business staff that go out and meet with them. We have a website where businesses can list jobs for no cost. We match job seekers that have the skills a business are looking for. We notify them. The businesses can look through the website and look in the applicant pool of people looking for work as well, so they can reach out to the job seekers.
Mm-hmm.
We have some also on-site and job fairs with one business. We actually have one tomorrow for visiting nurses. That's from 9 to 2 at the college. Early in March, we have one for the new Hannaford store coming up down on 9. And we have a big job fair in May. So we have a lot of different events that meet the business's needs. If they're doing a lot of hiring, having a big job fair is usually really helpful. We'll put the notifications on our website. We'll send out emails, mail, you know, regular mail, post the jobs in a lot of different locations.
I just think it's a fabulous service that you have over there. I mean, you can go in, and if you don't have a computer, you can do your work there. There's someone there to walk you through every single step of trying to find a job.
Probably the, you know, which I really didn't mention too much, is the resource room is the most important thing there. It really is, because in the resource room, there's a lot of other people in the same boat. So people, you know, when you're on your own at home looking on the computer, it can be lonely and it can be a little depressing.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go to the resource room, it's a great environment. There's other people in your situation, and people are very helpful to each other. They're always, you know, giving each other tips about how to do different things or who might have a lead that they might be interested in. So it's a very good place to conduct a job search.
It's and you might make a really good friend.
That's right.
So, you know, the Social Graces program is all about manners and etiquette. And manners and etiquette are a huge part of the business world. You're really not going to get too far without conducting yourself in a certain way. And so we were thinking today, well, we talked last week or a couple of weeks ago about the importance of your email address. You even have to think about that aspect of it. What email address are you giving out to people? And, you know, what does it say about you? And when it comes to your personal and business matters, your email is very crucial to how you are perceived. And your email is like a brand of you.
Absolutely.
It brands you.
Absolutely.
And if you want to be professional, you have to think about how your email address represents you. And here are some secrets revealed by common email address mistakes. Some email addresses are too flirty. Don't you agree?
I do, absolutely.
You don't want some flirty, cutesy, or goofy email. No, that right there just, that's the start of it, usually, is your email address.
Right. And it's portraying your characteristics or a little about you, and that's not right. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, what, a week or two ago when we were talking, we were thinking of examples of whatnot. Some people really hot, sexy thing, and cool California guy at gmail.com. I mean, you could be really smart and attractive. You have everything going for you, and then when they see that email address,
yeah, it's silly. It's not okay to use the unprofessional email addresses. We really recommend that people get a new email address for job search, and they pay attention to whatever goes into that folder and goes out of that folder in a very professional manner. You know, maybe just using their name at Yahoo or Google. Or sometimes people have done something kind of fun, you know, super manager, you know, something like that at Google. So they give a little bit about, you know, that they're a great manager or whatever it might be. But
you're not agreeing with that one, are you?
Super manager?
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I have some I'm not okay with.
Okay.
Okay. I brought a list, actually, if you want to hear some of them.
Oh, please.
Okay.
I think this
will be kind
funny.
Of fun. Sure. We have, let me see, baby maker, love maker.
Hey.
That's kind of cute. So this is people putting that on their application when they come to see us. So that's not okay.
They don't really do that, do they, Maureen?
I didn't make these up. We have Mean Joe. We have Hot Katie. Who's your daddy?
The first one that you said, though, I have to go back to that. Does she have about 15 children?
I don't know.
Okay.
I kind of asked the staff to email me some more some fun ones when we had after we had talked,
yes,
you know, to prepare for the show. And that was kind of top on someone's list. We have our lover boy, attitude girl. I mean, attitude girl, when we talk about social graces, I mean, that's kind of all that it's about. I mean, you need to be professional, and I don't think anyone wants someone with an attitude. So she needs to change her email address quickly.
Yes. And do you, when you see their email addresses, do you tap them on the shoulder and say, or do you have a class and say, let's talk about a proper email address your job search?
Absolutely. It's a major topic of discussion.
I wanted to talk about sending emails too.
Mm-hmm.
sending emails and their content, because when you're writing out an email, forget your email address now.
Okay.
When you send an email, think about the content carefully.
Absolutely.
Because emails are permanent. They can be permanent.
Mm-hmm.
They can last forever. And they can also be forwarded.
Absolutely, yeah.
You don't think of the repercussions of that you're sending this email to someone, and then they send it to someone or several other people. And then they have it, and it could just go on forever.
You should never put anything negative in email, especially with someone's name or about a job or anything like that, because you never know where it's going to end up on whose desk, and that's not a good thing.
No, it's not.
The other thing about emails, though, if you're talking about emailing a note with a resume or something like that, people can't use instant messenger language. I mean, that might sound like a given, but I get many emails where there's lots of abbreviations. Nothing's capital. It's all run-on sentences. And that's okay for your friends, and that's okay for instant message talk, but it's not okay dealing with businesses. I don't mind if people do it like that to me, but I think it's bad practice. And they really need to think about grammar and appropriate, you know, written word.
And I think down here in my content, some of it, too, is you don't ever want to type your email in all capital letters. Most of the time, people would put capital letters if they're really trying to, if they're angry,
right,
within the email,
yeah,
or to make a point or something. But I've actually gotten emails that it's all typed. They've clicked the cap button, and the whole thing is in. Is that a big deal?
Yeah, I think I agree with that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you're yelling at someone if it's all in caps.
Yes, I think so too.
Right. Just another reminder. Yep.
And we were talking just a few minutes ago before the show that some organizations and businesses can actually monitor and screen your emails.
Absolutely.
And like we were talking, it might be in the handbook. Maybe you didn't read that, or maybe you forget about it because you've been there a while and you get lax and you're not thinking.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind, too, at work with your work email, that they could be screening your emails.
Absolutely.
It could come back to haunt you if you do that. And you might be called in your boss's office, or it's kind of like using the work computer for your personal use.
Absolutely.
You know, you're looking at eBay or whatever you're looking at, not working. They could see a lot of that too, right?
Sure. Absolutely.
I don't know what software they use or how they do that, but it's absolutely done.
Sure.
So email manners, do's and don'ts. Always fill in the subject field.
That's very helpful. Absolutely.
Because when you get an email, it's blank. You know, you're looking through your emails and it's blank. It's just put something in there, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
Don't type in all capital letters. And there are some sensitive issues that should not be transmitted through email, whether in your business life or your personal life. Some things should be discussed in person or by telephone.
Definitely.
Email can be an escape from having to deal with a personal issue.
Yeah, email is not the way to do it, though. You need to talk direct, one-on-one.
And some matters are too important or serious to be put into an email.
And again, you don't know who's going to end up getting that email as well.
Goes back to they can forward that if it's a very sensitive matter.
Definitely.
The person you're sending it to can hang on to it, send it to someone else. It can be all over the place.
Absolutely.
So you don't ever want to regret that you sent an email, because once you send it and hit that send button, there is no getting that back. So this is kind of our email etiquette and manners show today, because email is so big.
Absolutely, yes.
And you really have to guard yourself and think twice about what you're sending, the content of the email.
Sure.
So we were going to go over some more.
I think the thing that's really important, too, is, as we were talking before, about people's presence on the internet. And what I mean by that is a lot of companies do background checks, and they can, for free, very quickly Google somebody and find out sometimes way more than they should. But I think job seekers really need to be reminded that whatever is on their personal site, it's really open to the world. And I think people don't really realize that.
You mean like their Facebook page?
Facebook, MySpace, pictures could be out there, all different types of things. We really recommend that people Google their name and see what comes up.
And speaking of Google, once it's on Google, can you get it off of Google?
I think it would matter where it comes from. Sometimes it's court documents, or there's articles from newspapers, and I don't think anyone's going to take them off, you know, by request. If it was someone's pictures or something like that, possibly. But, you know, once things are on, they're on. It's tricky to get them off.
It's nothing. There's not a lot of private things anymore with the internet.
No. And I think Facebook is being used so much by people for personal reasons. But if you're looking for a job, people can see, you know, you can set privacy settings. That's definitely one reminder that people should absolutely use.
Is that just something you click on, and what, or how do you do that, and what is that exactly?
There are settings under Facebook where you can make it private, and someone has to actually accept someone to okay them to look at your page.
Oh, I see.
But a lot of pages are not private, so businesses can go in and look at your pictures. They can see posts. They can see inappropriate language and jokes, and they can get an idea who your friends are and what they're talking about. And the other thing is, sometimes friends will put things on and you don't really have control of that. You can delete it, but once it's out there, it's out there. You can delete it afterwards, but, you know, a number of people have seen it. I did read some information recently from I don't know, an article that was talking about the number of businesses that do background checks just by quickly Googling somebody. And there were many different surveys, and some surveys said 16%, others said 78% of businesses did look through people's online profile. And it also said that 35% of the businesses rejected candidates because of what they saw online without even speaking to the job seeker themselves, which really isn't great because maybe it was wrong, maybe
that's right, it could be inaccurate. That's true.
Right. And then there was another survey that I read that that job seekers said only 7% of them thought that businesses would do this. So I think people really need to be reminded that they need to look online, clean it up, be very, very professional so that they don't get into trouble with this. And they might want to get a professional site under LinkedIn where they can connect to professionals, especially if they're in the job search mode. They need to be very, very mindful of what's online about them.
As usual, the half hour flies by, and I will need to have you back at some point because I see you have many notes, and I do too, and we haven't gotten through it. But so for fun and ha-has, because it's Valentine's Day, I have a few of more of these
email
funny,
address?
Yes.
Okay.
Here's one. Beer man at, you know,
whatever.
I love a cowboy at whatever. Sexy devil. Hey. Flirt XXX. Red wine at.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Too cool for you at. Party like a cow. I like that one because I like cows a lot. I love the Giants. I love the Nets. I mean, these are their email addresses.
Right.
Do you have a few there?
Oh, we have Leadfoot, which probably isn't good for someone that's going to be a driver somewhere.
Yeah.
I had Susie Alzheimer. She was a nurse. She was. This is serious. So I said, you know, you really need to change that and maybe be Alzheimer's Pro or something, but you need to be careful about that. Monkey talk. There's many, many different crazy ones there. But
here's one. Sing the bong song. Hey. These are for real. So I have so enjoyed having you here today. It's nice to have,
again.
You know, have it a little light, not so heavy. Maybe somebody got a kick out of some of those.
Well, we hope so. We hope they learned a little bit, too. They just need to be professional and
yes.
Have their fun email for their friends and have the other one for looking for work.
And try to keep your name off Google. Don't do anything to be on Google.
Not anything negative, anyway. Use LinkedIn. Use some of the professional sites. Do a blog, but don't be wild and crazy out there if you're looking for work.
Because it's all out in the open nowadays, so.
Yeah, there's really not a lot private, so
no.
They just need to be mindful.
Well, thank you so much for being here, Maureen.
Thank you,
I enjoyed it.